This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abaim. We're continuing in the very important Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua. Today's learning should be Zuchus Refu Shalema for Binyamin, Yonatan, Ben Maya Esther, Besor Shachal Yisrael. Today we also have a very chashuv, a live guest, Yedidi, Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Aaron Halbertal, who's here live in the studios, so he's elevating the whole shir. We're talking about a very important question. What could be a more important question than this? And that is, the Chafetz Chaim says, if we look in the Psukim in Parshas Nitzavim, describing the state of Klal Yisrael in the times of the coming of Mashiach, clearly Parshas Nitzavim says, V'haya chiyavoyu alecha habracha v'haklala v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, then Hashem will be Yashiv Eshvuscha. In other words, says the Chafetz Chaim, from here we see that in order for Mashiach to come, we need to be on a madrega of tshuva. And the Chafetz Chaim is bothered. He says, we see in our time, loy achshir dara klal, the generation is not worthy. I mean, can we say that in our time that we are Yashuv to Hashem? Could you say in our time that there is major tshuva taking place? Says a Chafetz Chaim, thinking about this could offer a person makom l'hisyoyesh. A person could give up hope. How's Mashiach supposed to come? If the psukim say that we need to do tshuva, well, that doesn't seem to be happening. So how could we anticipate, how could we expect Mashiach to come? The Chafetz Chaim says that the answer to this question is by asking another question. And that is the simanim of the coming of Mashiach in Mishnah and Gemara contradicts the simon of the coming of Mashiach in the Psukim. Again, in the Psukim, what's required is tshuva. And yet, if you look in the Mishnah at the end of Soita, you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, the Gemara says, Ikvasa de Mashicha, Chutzpah Yiski. Na'orim Pnei Zekeinim Yalbinu, the young will ashamed the elders. Ben Menab El Av, Bas Kama Be'ima, Chachmas Hasoy from Tisrach, Yirei Chet Yima Esu. So the Gemara seems to be describing that Klal Yisrael will be on a very, very low madrega, below low. Low is an understatement. That there'll be a terrible plummeting of the Jewish people. So how do we reconcile the simon of the Chumash with the simanim found in the Gemara? And the Chafetz Chaim says there are many answers. Here is the most simple, clear answer. And that is in the times of the coming of Mashiach, there will be two categories of people. And says the Chafetz Chaim, and with this answer, not only will a person not give up hope of the coming of the Gula, Adirab, the Chafetz Chaim says, Yoiser Karoiv Letzapos Lishua. In our times, it's more, in other words, if you think back to your, 200 years ago, times of the Chassam Sofer, times of the Rajba, for them, it was harder to anticipate the coming of Mashiach. But in our time, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's easier. And last time we got together, we learned there'll be two categories of people in the times of the coming of Mashiach. There will be those people who strengthen themselves with all their heart and all their soul, Shloimei Amunei Yisrael, and it will be a time when there will be many people who make breaches in the fence and proliferate false ideologies and other seeking taiva and chemda, and the forces of the Yetzirah will be extremely strong. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, those who remain steadfast to the Torah, those who remain steadfast to the ideals of Yerushalayim will have a much more challenging time. And there's nothing in it in this world for them. In other words, there's no shaloi lishma involved. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, we will apply what it says in Avos to Rav Nosson, that one time bitzar is equal to 100 times shaloi bitzar. In other words, Chafetz Chaim is saying that what we will do in our generation is the equivalency of perhaps 100 earlier generations. Because in general, let's digress for a moment to discuss another question. So this is not necessarily, what we call on the blot, but let's just digress for a moment, because there's another question that the Chafetz Chaim doesn't ask here, but he asks this question in the Sefer Machaneh Yisrael. In the Sefer Machane, you saw Perek Chaf Hei. The Chafetz Chaim asks if Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Tarfain, if they couldn't bring Mashiach, if Ravina, Ravashi, Rava, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't bring Mashiach, if the Ga'oinim, if the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh could not bring Mashiach, if the Chassam Sofer, the Marshal, Rabbi Kiva Eger, so how are we supposed to do it? So it's a little bit of a different question. It's not that we're not fulfilling the stipulations found in the Chumash, but how are we supposed to accomplish what greater people than us did not accomplish? And the Chafetz Chaim writes as follows. I'll read to you his words. He says, "Va'al yia lefela be'enei ha'adam, eich atanucha leimar shezochu mashalei zochu doros ha'kodem hazeh." How is it? It should not be a wonder in your eyes how we could be zoicha to what earlier generations were not zoicha to. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Deze enoi kusha." This is not a question. Why? Debeemes anachnu ketanim yavaisena. The truth is, we're much smaller than our ancestors. But mitzaref lechol echad zuchusoy uzuchus avaisav. But what we're doing is we're combining our merits with the merits of our ancestors. And the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal. Kenanos ha'oimed al gabe anak, like a midget who stands on the shoulders of a giant. So imagine, you know, you have to reach to the height of a skyscraper, and the giant is like only one story too short, and then a little midget gets up on his shoulders and he reaches the top. So you say, "Ah, how did the midget reach the top?" The answer is the giant reached almost to the top. The midget just got us to the finish line. So the Chafetz Chaim says, whatever we do in our generation, well, it's not that we're claiming to be greater than earlier generations, we're merely just finishing, putting the final touches on. But in this Sefer, in Tzipis Yeshua, the Chafetz Chaim is taking it a step further. Because we're not just taking it to the finish line. Because the Chafetz Chaim says, what we're going to do is literally the equivalency of 100 earlier generations. So let's say you're a Rebbe in a classroom. So if you have one Talmud in your classroom, it's like in previous generations, you had 100 Talmudim in your classroom. And if you're zoicha to do a mitzvah today, it's like 100 mitzvahs of earlier generations. That's how the Chafetz Chaim sets it up. Why? Because of the difficulty of our time. Because we have so many people challenging us. We have people disparaging us. We have people mocking us. We have the youth is leaving and abandoning Judaism, like we learned last week. And therefore, there is no covet involved in adhering to the Torah. So therefore, we apply the rule, Pam achas betzar, mimea pa'amim shaloi betzar. Let's take this, let's develop this a little bit further, because in a certain sense, the conditions that the Chafetz Chaim is speaking about is not that applicable today. Because even though, yes, the majority of Jews today are not observant, but the observant Jews do not face the mockery and the disparagement and the shame and the scorn and the poverty and the hunger that the Chafetz Chaim is describing in explaining how difficult it is to observe the Torah. So in a certain sense then, what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, you might think is not relevant to our times. Maybe it's relevant to World War I, when in order to observe the Torah you have to stand up to Bundists and Yiddishists and Communists and Socialists, and the majority of the people were mocking the frum Jews in the papers, but that's not the situation today. In a certain sense, we never had it so easy. It's geschmack, you know? All the bachim go around singing how enjoyable it is to be Jewish. So, in Emet Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to make a little tweak and basically explain how even though the conditions of the Chafetz Chaim are different than they are today, but the principle of the challenge is still there. Because the Yetzer Hara today is much stronger than it ever was. And we could still apply the rule, Pamachas Bitsar Mimea Pamim Shaloi Bitsar. We'll develop that more tomorrow. I want to bring out one point today. The Chafetz Chaim brings, Yesha Noshim Asher Bishvil Lasois Isbaneim Yehudim Ksherim. There are people today that in order for their children to be kosher Jews, Kedas HaTorah, as the Torah recommends, as the Torah ordains, mekablim aleihem lichyos chaye oini v'doicha kol yomeihem, accept upon themselves to live a life of poverty and deprivation their whole life. Basically, in Europe, in the beginning of the 20th century, if you wanted your children to remain observant, you know, basically that meant cutting out your meals. Umesheira samalam, and from whatever little resources they had left, yafrishu sachar lamalamdim, they would have to give up their wages for rabbeim, umoyrim, and teachers. Sheischazku b'neim b'tarz Hashem, that their children should strengthen in the Torah. Ve'enam mishanim mekoyim b'chol anyam b'dachem, and they don't move out, you know, to the suburbs to live a better life. No, they remain in the big city and they give their money to their teachers, to the rabbeim, to the yeshivas. And they don't go l'mekoymas harachaykim, to faraway places, sha'parnasim tzuyoysa, where making a livelihood is easier. You ready? Why? Bishvil chinuch b'neiem l'toyra v'yira. In order to train their children in learning and fear of God. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a parent that is dedicated with his money to ensure that his child remains on the straight and the narrow. Look what the Chafetz Chaim says. Bevadai nucha loimar. You could definitely say, Dinechshav zeh tshuva l'Hashem b'chol lev v'chol nefesh. That's considered total, complete repentance. So here you have a guy. He might have averos on his cheshbon. He might not be zohir in certain areas. You know how? You know why we consider him doing a complete tshuva? Because instead of moving somewhere where he'll make more money, he stays where he is and he sends his kids to better yeshivas and he gives up of his money to pay for their education. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that is tshuva shalema. Not that's chinuch shalema. Not that's the proper way to bring them. That is complete repentance. So when the Torah says Mashiach will come, when people will do complete repentance, the Chafetz Chaim considers being wholeheartedly dedicated to the chinuch of one's children. That is tshuva shalema. Now we'll end off with the remez that Rav Moshe Feinstein brings. We know a remez to Elul. Umal Hashem lekecha es levavcha v'yes levav. Zarecha. Says Rav Moshe, why is Elul merumaz in the words es levavcha v'yes levav? Says Rav Moshe, because you don't think in Elul, you could do tshuva and your kids, they'll do whatever they want to do. No. Es levavcha v'es levav. The tshuva is only valid and accepted and worthwhile if it's levavcha and levav zarecha. So that's one category, one way that we could fulfill what it says in Nitzavim, that for Mashiach to come, we have to do tshuva. Tshuva is being moitzer nefesh b'shvil chinuch b'neihem. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Hope to see everyone tomorrow, 4:30. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov.
You're amazing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.